Palpatine nodded. You and I and some of the nobles know as much. But now may be the time to let the rest of Naboo in on his secrets. Jobal's expression soured. If you're talking about challenging him in the coming election, you're facing a lost cause.
I beg to disagree, madam, Palpatine said. With discretion, I have already approached several members of the electorate, and they concur that Varuna can be defeated by the right candidate.
When he cut his gaze to Padme, Rui's mouth fell open.
You can't be serious.
But I am, Rui.
A member of the Legislative Youth Program at 8 years of age? A full apprentice legislator at 11? Her refugee work on Shada Biboran? Plus, she enjoys more popular support in Theed than any governor has enjoyed in generations.
Jobal blinked and shook her head in disbelief. Palpatine, she has only just turned 13.
Palpatine spread his hands.
Naboo has elected younger queens, m'lady, and hers could be a reign that will last 50 years.
He refused to yield to Rui or Jobal.
The Constitution has a provision that would allow the monarchy to become hereditary for a worthy dynasty. And what more worthy family is there than the Naberis?
Husband and wife traded looks.
That's very flattering, Senator,
Jobal started to say when Palpatine cut her off.
The Naboo are exasperated with monarchs like Tapelo and Varuna. Padme would allow Naboo to reinvent itself.
Rui mulled it over momentarily.
Even if Padme were to entertain the idea, I'm not sure she could be persuaded to support taxation of the trade zones, knowing what that might mean for Naboo and other outlying worlds.
She wouldn't have to take a stand, Palpatine countered. She need only campaign against corruption and secret deals, and the embarrassing position in which Varuna has placed Naboo.
Jobal's eyes narrowed in uncertainty.
At the risk of touching on a sore point, Senator. You helped put Varuna on the throne and have been his advocate ever since.
Palpatine shook his head.
Never an advocate. I have always considered myself to be a counterbalance. And in the past few years, we found ourselves on opposite sides of almost every issue, including the library he built and the credits he lavished on creating a space force for Naboo.
He fell silent for a moment, then said,
Trust me, Varuna can be defeated.
Again, Rui and Jobal exchanged worried looks.
We're provincial people, Palpatine,
Rui said at last.
The world of politics, galactic politics, no less.
Palpatine compressed his lips.
I understand, but what compelled the two of you to abandon the mountains for Theed, if not for Padme and Sola, and the opportunities that might be available to them?
Palpatine held Rui's pensive gaze.
He is beginning to waver. I wouldn't want to put Padme through this only to see her lose, Palpatine.
Palpatine beamed.
I will work with you to see that that doesn't happen. I don't wish to speak out of turn, but I can almost guarantee the support of the Supreme Chancellor as well.
Valorum knows of Padme? Jobal asked in delighted surprise.
Of course he does, Palpatine paused. Faced with Padme as competition, perhaps Varuna will see the light and abdicate.
Jobal laughed, then showed Palpatine a serious look.
You have come a long way, Senator.